Carmela, today we're going to learn about a wine called Carmenere.
What's Carmenere?
Well, it's a wine with a really interesting backstory, a mystery, if you will.
I love a good mystery. Is it a scary mystery?
Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you. You'll just have to find out.
I'm in.
Hello, and welcome to the Wine Pair Podcast. I'm Joe, your sommelier of reasonably priced wine, and this is my wife and my wine pairing partner in crime, Carmela.
Hi there.
And we are the Wine Pair.
Woo.
All right, a quick orientation for those of you who may be new to the podcast. In each episode, we learn about and we taste and we review three wines that are reasonably priced. That means under $20 and should be easy for you to find, and our goal is to have some fun, learn about some new wines, and talk about wines in a way that regular people like us can understand.
Love it.
Yeah,
that's why I'm here.
That's right, and we're proud to say we are officially recommended by the editors of Decanter Magazine, who call us fun, irreverent, and entertaining, and call Carmela chatty.
No, that's a lie.
They do. They call you chatty.
No, they said that the podcast is chatty, but again, we know who the chatty one is.
Anyway, Carmela, we're back to our much beloved WTF or What the Fucking Fuck series.
What? Right?
I know. I go back and forth whether I say the F word or I don't say
that
the F word.
Like,
but this
fully
time,
fully saying it.
I know.
That was like giving it your like gusto on that one.
Yes, true.
Whoa.
And in these episodes, we learn about wines that most people have never heard of, or maybe they've heard of but were afraid to try.
Oh my!
I don't know why
goodness.
I said it that way.
I'm afraid.
And there's a specific purpose for this, Carmela. What could that purpose be?
A perfect. What do you mean?
Why do we do these WTF things?
Oh, because we want to introduce you to a wine that you may not know about.
And
you might really enjoy.
And we are learning too. So that's part of the fun.
Right.
Because we're nerds and we like to learn stuff.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. All right. I am a nerd and I like to learn stuff. And as we record this, Carmela, we are getting to the end of November. And evidently, Carmenere Day is on November 24th.
Wait a minute.
I know.
It has its own day.
Well, of course. Everything has its own day.
No,
really.
That's so weird.
But the weird thing about Carmenere Day this year, in the year 2022, is what? It's the same day as Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
So what are we going to do on Instagram? Happy Thanksgiving or Happy Carmenere Day?
Happy Carmenere Day.
I guess. Okay.
Hey, so every wine has their own day.
I guess. I don't know who the wine day person is, but I want to meet that person
someday.
Yeah,
and how they decide, like, oh, that's the day for Carmenere.
I don't know.
Weird.
Okay, so we're going to learn today what the fuck is Carmenere.
Oh my gosh.
And for a little teaser, Carmela, Carmenere is a wine that was the victim of mistaken identity for over 100 years.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, crazy, right? Now, before we talk about what the Carmenere is, I didn't want to say fuck. Well, we have to talk about how we figure out how to pronounce all of these rando wines and regions and stuff that come up in our podcast. So if you search for how to pronounce a wine on the Google machine, you know the Google machine?
Yes, I do know the Google machine.
You will inevitably run into a guy named Julien. And he's this French guy who has these funny short videos where he explains how to pronounce these tricky wines. And here is his video.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he is amazing. Here's his video for Carmenere. Hang on.
Carmenere. Carmenere. Carmenere.
Carmenere. Carmenere.
Typical French pronunciation. Carmenere. Carmenere.
What?
Carmenere. Carmenere.
What's the right one?
I don't. They're all the right one. I don't.
What?
I can't,
that didn't help at all.
It did help. What? Okay, so I love these videos and this crazy
dude. Does he just do this? That's what he does for a living.
Yes.
Is he like a bajillionaire because he does this?
No. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Julien. But the funny thing is, we listened to him last weekend
at
your parents' house.
I know. I'm dying. What is happening?
Okay.
Now
so
he's
let's,
on the podcast.
Okay. So first of all, this is what he does. He pronounces and pronounces and pronounces the word, and he gives phonetic spellings and all that kind
but
of stuff.
He was doing accents in different.
No,
I mean,
it's all—it's just Julien accent.
Okay.
He's a fresh man, you know.
Oh my.
And so, anyway, I love his accent. He's awesome. On his YouTube channel, he has over 560,000 followers.
See?
Yeah. See?
Wow.
And his name is Julien Michel. Oh, M-I-Q-U-E-L. And he started to pronounce other things. I'm not joking.
No, like no, what?
Like bacteria. And oh, no, I'm not kidding. Like scientific stuff. He's crazy. Anyway.
Although he'd make bacteria sound probably beautiful.
Yes. Whoa, in his French accent. And I wonder how he'd pronounce our last name. But don't say it. Don't say it. Because I want to stay hidden. I don't know why. Okay. So I don't know how many clues. I don't have a clue how many videos. I don't have a clue or any clues. How many videos this guy's made. But it has to be hundreds of thousands.
My
You, hundreds of thousands of videos. So he has really understood how to like manipulate the Google machine.
That is hilarious.
So I did try to find out a little bit more about him on the interwebs, Carmela.
Okay.
And we do have a link to an article about him on our website. So if you go to this episode, the episode 53, you can look in our show notes and we'll have a link. But here is what I can tell you. He is actually a winemaker.
Oh, wow.
Or was a winemaker.
Wait, where is he? Does he live in France?
He is originally from France.
And still living there?
I think he lives there now, but that's interesting because he worked for Chateau Margaux in the Bordeaux region, and he actually worked for Chateau Saint-Jean or Saint-Jean in Sonoma County.
Mm.
And then he worked at the website Wine Searcher for like 6 years, and in 2015 he won some award for the best new blog.
Wow.
But again, like he has a ginormous number of videos.
Okay, so that's his job.
Yes.
What he does now is he just pronounces
I guess.
I mean, how come we didn't think of that?
I know, we're so stupid. All he does is make little videos where he just pronounces things. And what do? We spend hours putting together this.
You spend hours.
Okay, you're right. Okay. So anyway, so let's get back to Carmenere and talk about, we're going to talk about what this wine is, and we're going to talk about the specific wines that we're going to taste and rate in this episode. And we're going to talk about the area of Chile where Carmenere is being grown in high volume. We're going to talk about the mystery around Carmenere. But first, Carmela, we have to do our shameless plug.
Go for it.
So if you're enjoying our show so far, and who wouldn't be, we would love you to go ahead and just subscribe to the podcast. Just subscribe.
Right.
Right. And then give us how about a 5-star rating and review?
That's the only way.
Right. So people will say, oh, hey, we really like these guys, I guess, because other people do. I don't know what I just said.
Wow.
You can also follow us or reach out to us on Instagram at the Wine Pair Podcast or on Counter Social, which is our Twitter alternative of choice.
You're just such like a trendsetter.
I know. I'm so cool. I don't know what I'm doing. and you can also go to our website, thewinepairpodcast.com. And as we do every week, we'll tell you someone we think you should tell about the Wine Pair Podcast. And you should tell Julien, but you probably don't know him.
Right. If you could just do that. That
and have him
great.
Pronounce
and
the Wine Pair Podcast.
Then he can come to Sunday dinner.
Ooh, I like
if
that.
If you can convince him to come, then you can come too.
Yes, you're right. But you've gone off the rails.
Okay,
so hold
I'm
on.
Sorry.
We want you to tell anyone who loves Merlot and or has been to or is from Chile. How about that?
Wow. Wow.
Okay. Okay. Good enough?
That works.
Okay.
That works.
All right. We're going to go with it. We're going with it.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about what the Carmenere is.
Wow.
I didn't want to say fuck. So let's talk about what Carmenere is. Okay. First of all, I'm going to be totally honest. Before this episode, we, and I imagine most people out there, had no idea what Carmenere was.
No,
did you?
Never.
I didn't.
No. You're always introducing me to something new.
Here, Carmenere. meet Carmenere.
Oh.
Which, you know, I'm really bad at names. So what I'd say is, come on, introduce
did you remember?
Yourself.
I go, come on, I don't remember. You're supposed to remember.
And then the Carmenere would say, oh, hi, my name's Carmenere.
There we go, God. And we still wouldn't remember.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't think I've ever tasted it before. I don't even think I've really seen it before.
Why did you come up with this?
Well, it's come up. It's come up. Like, and when you look around for different types of wines, it's come up. And so I put it down. I wrote a little note. I'm like, someday we should do an episode on what the F is Carmenere. And
okay.
So here we are. But I do know the wine is at least reasonably or relatively easy to find because I bought all of these wines on wine.com and you should be able to find them at local wine sellers like Total Wine. And I bet if you went into your local wine shop, if they didn't have it, they would order it for you. And despite our ignorance about Carmenere, it should be relatively easy to find. Now, Carmenere is a red grape and a red wine. I'm saying it with a French accent.
Whoa.
It originated in France, but it's now actually very rarely grown in France. Why? It's a mystery. We're going to talk about this mystery.
Because it's been misunderstood.
Now, this is a wine grape that was grown way back when in Bordeaux, but many people thought it went extinct.
Oh, boy.
Now, today, the vast majority of Carmenere is grown in Chile. But the interesting thing is that the people who were growing it in Chile thought they were growing Merlot.
Oh, my. Okay, now I get it. Why we got to tell Merlot people?
That's right. See?
Oh,
it's a mystery.
God,
the whole show is a mystery. Okay, so that's kind of crazy,
so they
right?
Can tell Don't the difference, though? They
well,
weren't like...
You're so smart. You're so
yeah, right,
smart. You
right.
kind of jumped it, but you're okay, right. Okay. So first of all, it's not totally crazy. So Carmenere was traditionally one of the six major or noble, they called them the noble grapes of Bordeaux blends.
Oh, wow.
The others are Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, Malbec, and Petit Verdot. And in the mid-1800s, this is all part of the mystery, an aphid, a bug, a pest called Phylloxera basically destroyed all of the vineyards
My
in Bordeaux
God.
In the 1860s, between the 1860s and the 1880s, and a lot of vineyards all over Europe, right?
Wow.
And so everybody after that thought Carmenere had gone extinct, because when they started to replant wine grapes in Bordeaux after this pest happened, they actually grafted vines from U.S. stock, which was resistant to this bug, and they grafted it to French wines, right? And and all the wines came back except Carmenere. Carmenere wouldn't make a comeback.
Oh my goodness.
And so everyone thought that Carmenere was dead and gone. Like dead. No, like extinct. That I thought it was
wow,
an extinct.
What a powerful
like a dinosaur.
Pest.
They think exactly. So now here's what's part of the mystery too, Carmela.
Okay.
So in Chile, they started planting grapes, wine grapes, and Carmenere grapes, evidently in the 1850s, before the plague. So they kind of beat the plague. They started planting these grapes, but everyone thought they were planting Merlot and not Carmenere.
Well, okay.
And in fact, this wine was called the Chilean Merlot. They thought it was like, hey, there's a little bit different Merlot there. It tastes a little different. Maybe it's because it's a slightly different grape stock and a different terroir, like different,
so
you know,
what did they all? Somebody gave them like a bag of seeds and said, hey, go grow these or Merlot?
I don't think it was seeds. I think they had like vines or something. Anyway.
Okay, but so, where did they get those vines?
I told you, in 1850, they brought vines over from Bordeaux and they started growing them in Chile, but they thought they were growing Merlot.
Okay.
And then Phylloxera came and destroyed everything in France, and people still thought in Chile it was still Merlot. So they just thought it was Merlot, and everybody thought Carmenere was dead.
Fishy.
I know. So anyway, there's some things about it. So first of all, Merlot was a common Bordeaux wine. So this is why it's not totally crazy. Second, there are some similarities in the way they look, like the leaves look kind of similar. And third, they both produce a very dark, rich red wine that has some similar flavors to it.
Huh.
Not exactly, but similar. And so then again, everybody thought Carmenere was extinct.
So who was the smarty pants who figured out that it wasn't Merlot?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the mystery has become deeper because I did not share any of this with Carmela, and she led into the perfect segue.
Yay!
To talk about
well,
how
I mean,
they figured it out.
You, don't you want to know?
That's like, well, you're going to let me talk?
Maybe.
Chatty.
Maybe.
Okay, listen. Okay.
You have hit your quota. No. Now I get to talk. No.
Okay. So here's what happened. And I found this on the interwebs, and the best website I found was this. It's called the South American Wine Guide. Whatever. There's links in our show notes. But there was a French researcher who came to the Maipo Valley in Chile in 1994, and he went, hey, something is weird here. Now, I don't know anything about this, but this is what I read. He noticed that the stamens on the vines in a Merlot vineyard in Chile, they just didn't look like Merlot vines.
He just was studying.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm kind of pretending
smart.
I know what this whole stamen and vine things mean, but maybe some plant nerds out there, I'm sure there are plant nerds out there who are going to let
course.
Us know. But evidently, Carmenere stamens are twisted in a way that Merlot is not. I don't know anything about it. So the researcher said, I think this is Carmenere. And then they did DNA tests, and they proved it.
Holy
Isn't that crazy?
Cow. That's amazing. Good for him.
I know. I love him.
Wow.
I don't even know who he is.
I don't either.
Okay.
I wish he's probably still living, maybe?
I hope so. Yeah. I don't know. Let's
don't
find
know.
Out, but I'm not going to find out right
I
now.
I think it's pretty fascinating.
We'll invite him and Julian over to, or Julien over to... Sunday night dinner. Okay, anyway, so why should we bother to drink Carmenere now? Well, first, I think, go ahead.
No, Carmela, I don't
cut
know.
You off. What's one reason why we should try it? I don't know.
Because, well, if you're a Merlot lover.
You should do it.
Might want to try something new.
And also, if you love mysteries, why wouldn't you try a mysterious wine, right?
Right, right. I mean, adds a little spice to your life.
Ooh, spicy spice. I need a little spice.
Wow.
No, I don't.
Really?
I need a little less spice. I think I'm, anyway.
Too spicy.
I am too spicy. I have been awfully spicy
you
lately.
You have
anyway,
been
but
too
not in a,
spicy.
Not in a nice spicy way, like in a mean spicy way.
Right, okay. So no Carmenere for you.
No, definitely Carmenere for me. So the other reason is we have not been exposed a lot to Chilean wine. So I'm excited to try some Chilean wines.
They are known for some wines, right?
They are.
Definitely. People, I feel like, are interested in Chilean wines.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. In fact, Chile is the seventh largest wine producer in the world.
Mm,
so it makes a lot of wine.
Yes. It's hot there.
It's hot. You are right. You are right.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
I'm excited about it. Chilean wine for a while in like the 80s. Like I think every wine producing region in the 80s was like bad. But now it's made kind of a renaissance.
Hmm.
And again, Carmenere said to have some similarities to Merlot. So like you said, maybe people who like that style of wine will like it.
Right.
And it's supposed to go well with roasted foods, and it's supposed to go well with anything that contains cumin. That seems very specific, but this is what I read on the interwebs.
Okay, so I don't even know, you know all the price points on things, but is this a more affordable wine? Just in general?
I would say not more affordable. We have one of the wines we're going to try today, kind of the lower end wine is, you know, in the more affordable range, but all of our wines are under $20.
Right, but can you find a real specialty bottle?
Well, here's the thing. You're kind of jumping the gun. As usual, Carmela always jumps the gun.
Wow.
But we do have one that's a Gran Reserva, and it was under $20. So usually anything that you put Gran Reserva on, it's like, they just like,
special.
Let's just call it expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you're right. I think you can find some good bottles. We will find out.
Because
we don't know what this wine tastes like.
True.
So we'll see. But we did
find it, then we'll be buying some nicer bottles.
There you go.
They'll just the shipments will still come.
Yeah, exactly. So now I am excited to try this wine, but we're hoping that this is a wine that we'll like. To be honest with you, I'm a little worried because the last time we did this, we had a clunker. Do you remember what it was?
When we did this wine, we've never done this wine.
No, the last time we did this, The last time we did this, where we tried a wine that we hadn't tried before and we just decided on the podcast it'd be a great idea to try it for the first time. Do you remember what happened?
No.
Carignan.
Oh,
So episode 48. If you want to hear disappointment in a wine, that wine
that's
we just
okay.
we don't know. Maybe we just bought three clunkers.
Basically, we did a little homework for you peeps, right? That just is helpful to tell people you don't need to actually have that wine.
You're right. You don't ever have to drink Carignan.
Right.
Just listen to that episode and you'll find out. Now, this one is going to be interesting because I generally am not a huge fan of Merlot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And the other is that these wines are supposedly supposed to be aged for like 5 to 15 years. These are a little bit younger than that. So we're going to see. We might, you know, we're just going to see these wines might be like you hot. Like a little bit extra alcohol,
God,
a little bit.
So, I mean, you're kind of like you're spinning hot to be maybe not a real positive thing.
No, it's good. It's good. Mm. No, it is a good thing.
Mm. So, like when you first said it, I was like, oh, I must be like extra cute tonight now.
Me?
No, you said that about me earlier that I was hot. You forgot already?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's enough. That's for later.
Wow. After some Carmenere. After we listen to Julian pronounce Carmenere.
No, we don't need. Woo-hoo. I don't. That'll,
he's hot.
That won't work.
Okay, anyway. All right, so let's get back to things. Let's talk about the Carmenere wines we chose for this episode. Again, all the wines that we're trying today are under $20. We found them all on wine.com. We buy our own wine, okay?
Yes.
Just chill out, people out there.
I can
we are not
tell
sponsored.
That we do.
I know. You see the bills. Okay. Fun fact, Carmel. Are you ready for a fun fact?
Yes, I love fun facts.
Okay, so all
give
of
me
these,
a tidbit.
All these wines are from Chile, which is in South America, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean if they're in South America about harvest time?
It's all year long.
No. Wrong. What is different about seasons?
Oh, it's opposite.
You're right. So what's always kind of interesting about wines from like Australia or Chile or South Africa is that when you see the year on them, they're actually about 6 months older than wines grown in the Northern Hemisphere.
Hmm.
So that's kind of, I always thought that was an interesting thing. Yeah, so fun fact, right?
Yeah.
Fun fact. So the first wine we're going to try, I don't know why that was such a nerdy thing. Okay, so the first wine we're going to try is from the Repel Valley of Chile, and it's called Casas del Bosque Reserva Carmenere.
Okay. Did your buddy help you out with that?
No. And this
did
was
he do that for you?
No, he didn't. This is a wine enthusiast best buy. So I'm very curious what we think about this one. Hmm. The Rapel Valley is in the central coast of Chile. It's about 20 miles from the coast. And it grows, they grow a lot of wine there. It grows about, evidently about a quarter of all the wine grapes grown in Chile are grown there. So how about that?
Wow.
Now, Casas del Bosque is evidently a little bit closer to the coast and at a higher elevation. So they actually specialize in growing cooler climate wines like Pinot Noir or Chardonnay or Riesling. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they actually contract with vintners who make Carmenere and they bring it to their winery to make it. So now, there's some interesting things about the way they make Carmenere that I learned on the interwebs. And this I'm going to explain what they do in this one, but this is common. So they crush the wines and they put them in stainless steel tanks and they give them an initial fermentation. And then they take half the wine. I'm not kidding. They take half the wine and they put it into barrels. And they keep the other half of the wine in stainless steel and they do malolactic fermentation. And then they combine them again and they filter them and they bottle them.
Because they don't want it to be like too oaky.
I guess that's part of it. And they want to do this malolactic fermentation as well. So that helps reduce acidity in wine and smooth it out. We've talked about it before. And so it makes me wonder what the final product is going to taste like. Malolactic kind of like mellows the wine out. Oak, you know, can sharpen. I don't know. We're going to see if this is kind of a mellow wine or kind of a higher tannin wine. I don't know. We're going to find out.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next wine is called Vieux Manant Secreto Carmenere. Okay. Secreto means secret.
Oh my.
Yeah. More of a mystery.
Like it.
And it is mysterious because evidently 15% of this wine is a secret red wine blend. I am not kidding.
What?
So it's 85% Carmenere and 15%
who
we
knows?
Won't tell you. Yeah. Exactly. So it could be.
It's a surprise.
Yeah. It could be a good surprise or a bad secret.
Huh.
We don't know. Okay. Huh. So they do the same thing. Malolactic fermentation. They split the wine between stainless steel and oak, but they mix it a little different. The last one is like 50-50. They split it 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
And this one they do 42% is in French oak barrels for 10 months. And 58%, don't ask
weird.
Me, is held in stainless steel and concrete tanks. Okay.
What? So they have to measure that out or like weigh it out. Oh my God.
They got like maybe they have
and
like,
they've tried like 43 and okay,
I guess. Maybe they have like
a lot of work.
Those, you know, like you have measuring cups, one's like one cup or half a cup. Maybe they got one that's a 58%.
They must.
I guess. I don't know. All right. So I think this one will be a little fresher, maybe tasting, because they don't age it quite as long, I think. Anyway. And then the last wine is called Los Vascos Cromos Gran Reserva Carmenere.
Nice job.
It's not just a reserva. The first one that we talked about is a reserva. This is a gran reserva.
What?
Yes, I know. It's gran.
It's a secret.
So now, that's the last one.
This is
a gran.
But why is it a gran?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I will tell you why. So first of all, this is 100% Carmenere. It's received a bunch of accolades. So James Suckling, of course, gave it a really high rating.
Jimmy.
But also Vinius and Wine Spectator gave it a good rating. So I trust them.
Okay.
And this wine is often described like me as intense, muscular, creamy, flavorful, and vibrant.
Wow.
That sounds like me.
That's it. That's it. They said it right there.
Now, exactly. Now, I think the reason why it's called a Gran Reserva, I don't know this, is they do the same thing. They put this 50-50, but they age the wines in the oak barrels for a little bit longer. It's at least 12 months.
Hmm.
So this might be why they call it Gran Reserva. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So I think this will be good. We have three wines. They're all made from the same grape, except for the one with a little secret blend in it.
Ooh.
They're all produced in similar ways with this weird splitting and putting in some in stainless steel and some in barrels. But different enough that I'm wondering what we're going to taste differently about them. So
this
what do you think?
This will be fun. I'm excited.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
All right. Hang on. We'll be right back. And we're going to try our first wine.
Okay.
Okay, we are back and we're ready to try our first wine. I will say I had a little error on opening these up. So first of all, I opened them all up early. So they've all been open for like half an hour as we kind of talked. So that's good. They're supposed to be decanted. And these are younger wines, so I think this will help. But I did have a little goof up when I was taking the cork out of this one.
It happens.
It split. But I was actually able to save it. So that's good. So not a total disaster. Okay, so this is the Casas del Bosque Reserva Carmenere. This is from the Rapel Valley of Chile. The producer is Casas del Bosque. This is a 2018. The price is $15.99. I got it at wine.com. It's 13.5% alcohol. It's 100% Carmenere. So what are you smelling, Carmela?
Well, I think I'm getting some like wood on it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting some cherry, I'd say.
I'm getting like a little bit of smoke or like matched stick.
Ah.
You know, like a smoke, like a, I'm sorry.
Maybe
a,
that's where
a
I'm getting the wood from.
Yeah,
the,
a match that has been struck and blown out.
Ooh, okay. Yep.
Red fruit, you know, that cherry or red fruit. There's some sort of red fruit in there. They're
kind
also
of a tart cherry.
That's what I'm thinking of. That's what I was thinking. It could be like a plum, actually, like a red plum.
Yeah, you know, rather like than an Italian, little sharper.
Tart plum. I like it. I mean, I think it's got a very pleasant smell, despite the cork in my glass. It's got a very,
wow.
I do have little pieces of cork in
good.
There.
Mine looks good.
And it's pretty looking wine.
It's a beautiful like it wine. It's very dark.
It is a dark, deep color. It's a very pretty looking wine.
Yes, yes.
And I like the bottle, too. I thought the bottle looked cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's try it out. Ooh. It's pretty strong.
It is strong. It's hot.
It is hot. Like you, Carmela. It's hot. Like me.
Yeah, exactly. No, it is. It's little. What's the alcohol in it? I know you told
13
me.
13.5.
Yeah, so it's high.
Yeah.
I can taste the alcohol, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's still young. I mean, it's 2018. So it's still young, even though it got an extra 6 months.
Right, right. But it's not highly tannic, though, do you think? I don't think it's like sticking around. It's not like...
No.
The back end isn't... It's like very... It's a little bit sharp on the front end.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's very tart. Like I feel like plum. I feel like I'm getting plum on it.
Yeah. Probably more than the cherry idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's definitely a tart cherry.
Or maybe even a sour cherry.
Right, like an very underripe.
Yeah, I think it's more like a tart plum. Mm. That's really what I'm getting. I am getting there's some richness in it. I think it's young and I think it needs to be decanted longer. There's some richness in it. There's some like almost like chocolate. Like in the back end of it, there's almost like chocolate notes, cocoa notes. Yeah. I'm also getting some, I mean, there's definitely wood.
You're tasting the wood too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit of like pepper, like chili, like hot pepper.
Like hot
red pepper flakes. Okay. I'm getting a little bit of that sharpness.
There is a little heat to it.
There's some heat.
Yeah.
But also that kind of that flavor, that unique kind of flavor of red pepper flakes, you know?
Right, right. It's pleasant. I like it.
I do too.
What about food? Yeah. I'm going to jump in and ask you first because this is something.
Red meat. It's a red meat
wine. Yeah, I was going to say, this is something I could see you enjoying with a meal. So you do something big, bold meat.
Yeah, I think a roast, like a nice roast would be really good with a roast.
Like a beef roast or a pork roast?
Yes, both. Mm. Either. Like, I think you could do it. I think it needs to be something that's, you know, kind of rich.
Yes.
You know, some broken down fat, you know.
Yeah,
in
this
there.
Feels like a fall wine.
Fall wine. This is definitely a fall wine. We're in fall.
Carmenere.
The day
November
is coming
24th.
Up.
Yeah. Happy what would you Carmenere.
Eat? Yeah, happy Carmenere day. Forget Thanksgiving. Celebrate Carmenere.
Right. What's more important?
Just because it's coming up, you could serve this on Thanksgiving.
Oh, for sure.
I think
sure.
you could totally, like, it would hold up really well to things like gravy and stuffing and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of the richer foods. You know, turkey, it'll probably, like, overpower the turkey a little bit, but I could see it in some of those richer foods.
Right.
But what would you eat with this
wine? Well, I would go with, I could do some of the same things. If I'm going to eat red meat, I would normally go towards a roast or even like those little lamb sickles.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The little lamb. Oh, the little lamb chops.
Yeah, lamb would be good. And I'm not I don't need a ton of lamb, but when we have that lamb, I think this would complement it really nice.
Yeah. And those, like when we get those ribs.
Those beef. Are those beef?
Yeah.
Those are really good.
Ribs. Yeah. Those are really good. Yeah. And I think that would go really well with this.
Yes.
So like a Korean rib or something would be really good. Spicy foods, you know, a lot of times red wines and spicy foods, you don't want to really put them together. Mm-hmm. But I think this would work really well.
Well, and I like this because I don't think that it's got flavor, but it's not going to blow you away and overpower food.
No, it doesn't have like those lip smacking tannins. It's kind of got an acidy kind of feel to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like it.
I mean,
what rating? I'm surprised by how much I actually kind of dig it. What rating would you give it?
Well, I think I would buy this. This is actually something that
I should have said this. So as a reminder, on our rating scale, what we do is we rate on a scale of 1 to 10. Mm. No halvesies, right? No halvesies.
No mixed numbers.
Yeah. 7 and above means that we would buy it. 4 and below means we're going to dump it out in various degrees. And then a 5 or 6 means, we'll probably finish it. But if there's something better, we'll pick that up.
Right.
So you said you'd buy it. So definitely you're going 7 or above.
Yeah, I think so. You know, because again, you are more of the red wine drinker in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If I were
That's not a secret.
No.
It's not a mystery.
Not a mystery. It's not a secret at all. But so I don't know. I think I'd probably give it a 7.
Okay. I think I'm going to do the same. I reserve the right to change my rating. I actually think it's a little young.
Mm.
And, you know, they did say them out there, they said it could age 5 to 15 years. I could see this settling down. Mm-hmm. I think it's still young. It's got like a little bit of vibrancy in it that needs to calm down a little.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, good. Good start.
Nice. I know. I'm excited to try the next one.
Yeah. So we kind of did things a little bit out of order. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll start kind of with the cheapest wine first and then move up the pay scale, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This one I started with the Reserva. So we'll see what we think. I thought it would be interesting to kind of see
change
the difference. Yeah. So we're going to take a break. We're going to clean out our glasses and we're going to try our next wine.
Okay.
Okay, we are back. I'm ready to try our next wine. So the first reaction Carmela had was, what's wrong with this label?
Oh, yikes. I don't know. It does. It says secreto or secret.
Yeah.
But then it has kind of a
dude
kind
of hiding.
It's like a scary secret.
It's not.
I don't know.
It's a cartoon. Okay, but then on the label, on the neck, there's like some rating on it.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this rating?
Okay, so it says... Get this, Master of Wine.
Master of Wine.
2019 report gives it a 91.
And who is this Master of Wine? There's a name on there. Isn't there a name? Mark something?
Oh, Tim Atkins.
Oh, Tim Atkins. Part of the Atkins crew.
Oh.
I don't know him.
Do you know him?
No. Wow, how would I know him?
Oh.
Master. Evidently, he's the Master of Wine. Best of Chile.
Master of the house.
Whatever. All right, let's talk about this wine. This is the Master of the house. He's not Master of my house. That's Carmela. Okay. It does say vegan on the back. Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is Vieux Manant Secreto Carmenere. This is from the Colchagua Valley in Chile. The producer is Vieux Manant. This is a 2018. It was $12.99 at wine.com. This is 14% alcohol,
Whoa.
So a little bit more. It is 85% Carmenere and 15%,
we won't tell you.
It's a secret blend. So what have you been smelling, Carmela?
Okay, so it's already calmed down a touch. When I first smelled it, I was like, whoa, what is that? It's definitely got a rubbing alcohol smell.
Yeah, I think it's got a little stank on it.
There's something a little bit off, but I don't know if it's a rubbing alcohol or what
it
do you think?
It smells like old wooden box. Like it smells like your grandfather's chest that we have in this basement.
The not his chest?
Actual, yeah, his wooden chest.
We didn't keep his
terrible.
Chest.
He died, but we kept his chest.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
Anyway, it kind of smells like old chest.
I don't. I hope chest people. We're not smelling each other's chest.
Okay, that's enough. In secret, what we do. It's a secreto.
We're both old, so.
God.
No,
I'm trying to get
fruit.
I'm not old. I'm trying to get like fruit on it. I don't feel like I'm tasting a lot of fruit or smelling. I haven't tasted it yet, but smelling. I guess there's some like plum or
I was gonna say plant.
There is. It's herbaceous.
It's like smells, a plant leaf.
It smells like plants. It does. It's got a very earthy. It's very earthy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What kind of fruit are you getting on it?
God, I don't know. Like a rotten fruit. I don't know. It doesn't smell very good. I mean, it's not
offensive as what we had.
It's not Carignan.
Yeah.
It smelled like my booty.
not
my
your chest.
Okay, let's try this booty wine.
Oh.
Mm. Actually, it doesn't taste as bad as it smells.
No, but it doesn't taste great. I don't know. The other one was just a lot better.
A lot better.
I don't know. Let me try it again. What? Okay, hold on.
It's just kind of, I feel like the secret taste is
Like, it's a bad secret.
It's not a bad secret. It's just not a very good secret. It's like, it's when somebody says, hey, I got a secret for you. And then they tell you and you're like, why is that a secret?
Right,
like,
right, right.
That's not a secret. Right. That's just a bad story.
It's a secret, not a surprise. You know, like there's the secret and a surprise.
Yeah, kind of.
A surprise usually ends up being good and exciting.
Yeah. This is a, like this one of those secrets. Like, you should have kept that secret to yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. In your chest or whatever. Oh,
in your grandfather's chest. Okay. What are you tasting?
I'm not really sure. Not a lot of fruit.
No. Kind of tastes like wine. Do you know what I'm saying?
Kind of like those old, the ones with the wicker. Oops.
Yeah. You know, the old Chianti ones?
Yes.
It kind of tastes like a not very good wine.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it's grapey. It's kind of grapey.
Yes, it kind of
Which sounds stupid because we're tasting wine and isn't wine made from grapes, Carmela?
Yes, it is. But why do you think that they added this as a blend? Like, what would they add to it to that?
Well,
do you think that may, that kind
of... I think Carmenere can be a little bit like overpowering, which is why they do this malolactic fermentation. So maybe the blend is supposed to mellow it out a little bit, like give it a nice like calm blend or something. Rounder, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just not, it's, there's, to me, it's like, not, there's not much there. I mean, what food would you eat it with?
It's super tart at the back too. I just don't know if it would be great with food. I don't think it would complement it very well. I think you'd probably want something kind of big.
Mint.
You want mint.
Tasting mint.
Oh, okay.
I'm tasting mint.
Okay. I was like,
don't you taste a little bit of mint or something?
Like a menthol?
Yeah. Like menthol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not like a chocolate chip mint.
No.
Like more mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a little menthol behind it.
And little like pencil, but not a good pencil. Like sometimes pencils are really nice taste.
When was the last time you tasted a pencil?
No, it's a good graphite or whatever. It's supposed to be a good wine taste. I don't know. I don't know what I would eat this. I would probably not eat anything with this because I don't really like it that much.
I wouldn't either.
Hmm.
Darn it.
I don't hate it. Like, I'm not sure. Let's get to the rating. I'm not sure if I would give it like...
What are you going to give it? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's quite a four. Like, here's the way I'm thinking about it. Here's the way I'm thinking about it, Carmela.
Okay.
It's not great. So if I had another choice, I would go to the other choice. But I kind of feel like it's one of these wines that you have at like a party... You know, and like somebody who
your
doesn't
third or fourth glass.
Yeah. Or somebody like thinks they know wine. I'm being such a dick here, but like,
wow, you are such a beep.
No, but I'm like, you kind of don't know wine, but you picked a wine and because you think it's kind of good and it's kind of like it tastes like wine. It's like wine-ish. Mm. It just doesn't, it's not very impressive. I don't know. It just feels like you know what it tastes like to me? It tastes like Merlot. Like one of those boring...
But worse.
No, one of those boring, crummy Merlots that you get at the grocery store. That's what it tastes like.
Yeah,
This is not very
good. What are you going to rate it?
I'm going to give it a five. I mean, it's a generous five.
That's really nice.
A generous five, because I don't actually think... Well, okay, here's the deal. Like, when we're done with our episodes, we generally have too much wine left over, and some of it we drink, and some of it we end up pouring out. This is going to be the bottle we end up pouring out, because we're just not going to get to it.
Right.
But I'm not pouring it out because I hate it. I'm pouring it out because it's of the, at least so far, it's the one we're just not going to get to.
Right.
Before
we're not going to choose
before
that.
It's not good anymore.
Exactly.
That's the way I feel about
okay.
it.
Okay. So I think, you know, if I had a choice, I probably wouldn't finish it. Like, I don't hate it either. It's not like I'm like, oh, ugh, like I need to find the, you know, sink
the
quick or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. No, no.
I've got a secret. Oh.
No. That's so gross. Jeez. No, that's not at all what I was
Open
thinking.
Up the chest. I'm going
to barf. No.
Okay, come on.
I've had like two sips of this
wine.
Okay,
will you just.
Anyway.
It's like the mystery. What would you rating like would you give
my
me?
My rating is a secret. It's a secreto.
Okay, come on.
Okay, I'm going to give it a four.
Wow.
I'm probably not going to finish it.
Okay, four. So this one, like. I feel like
out.
I gave it a generous five. Like, I'm not happy
maybe
about
a three.
It. I'm not happy about it. But I wouldn't like say this is crap.
Okay.
It's just not good.
Everything
I don't know
about
what
it is a little weird.
I'm being awfully nice about it.
Yeah. I'm being a real jerk.
You're a little jerky jerk.
I know.
Okay.
I feel bad, but I don't feel bad.
You shouldn't feel bad.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a break and we're going to try our last wine.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Okay, we're back and we're ready to try our last wine. This is the Los Vascos Cromas Gran Reserva Carmenere. Carmenere. This is the longest name ever. So it's also from the Colchagua Valley in Chile. The producer is Los Vascos, and they are part of the Taub family of wine companies, whatever that means. Hmm. I don't know. I just found it on the interwebs. All right, get over it.
Wow.
This is 2019. It was $19.99 at wine.com.
My
so it
gosh.
It just made the mark.
Broke the bank on
Broke
this
the
one.
Bank, yeah. This is 14.5% alcohol.
My gosh.
I know. It's 100% Carmenere. And James Suckling gave it a 93. Vinius gave it a 91. And Wine Spectator gave it a 90.
Okay.
Okay, so what are you smelling? Those are high ratings, by the way.
Yeah,
those are high ratings.
Well, I'm getting
As
some...
if you didn't know. Like, people are like, really? I didn't.
Yeah,
I thought 90 was not high.
Wait, what's high?
On a scale of a million?
Yeah. Well, true. We don't know. What is the scale?
100.
I know.
Million.
Whoa.
No.
Okay, so I am getting some kind of wood on this again or something.
I'm getting fruit, too.
Okay.
It's a little musty. It's a little earthy smelling, but I'm
not
getting...
bad. Not like off-putting, though. Not as off-putting as the other
no,
one.
No, it's not. Not at all. Mm-hmm. But I am getting some like red fruit.
What kind?
I'm getting some spice, too. Like, I feel like I'm getting some like cayenne pepper or something
ooh,
on it. Like,
ooh, okay.
What fruit? It's like a red cherry, kind of.
Okay.
It's kind of a dark red cherry.
Yeah, more
it.
Of a ripe one. Like that first one was pretty tart. I wonder what it's going to taste like.
I feel like I'm getting spice.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, not like a baking spice.
No. No, like paprika or cayenne. Like
yeah,
a cayenne
that's what
pepper.
I mean.
Like a cayenne pepper.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'm kind of interested in this one. I'm kind of excited to try it.
Yeah. Woohoo! Say Christmas!
No secret about it. Okay, let's try it.
Ooh.
It's nice.
It's very
it's
nice.
Good. Ooh, it's got
big. It's spicy.
It tastes like chili.
It kind of does.
No, I mean,
oh my.
No, it's got like cayenne pepper. It tastes like cayenne pepper on the back.
What is doing that, do you think?
I don't know. I think this is part of the grape, but I'm definitely getting, don't you think
I'm getting
a hot pepper on the end?
Yes.
It tastes like when you eat a pepper and
like
there's
a fresh pepper too,
yeah,
even.
There's like a green, like a bell pepper or something?
No, like a hotter,
red bell pepper?
Like a jalapeno, like that heat.
Oh, jalapeno.
That little bit of heat.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you.
Yeah. Huh. But I am getting kind of that you know, some of that, those spices too, like you said, like a chili powder or...
Yeah.
The paprika, it's spicy, more spice than fruit for me.
Yeah, but I am getting a little bit of something on the front, like, but it's not quite a cherry. It might be a tart cherry, but I think it's a little more raspberry. It almost tastes raspberry-ish to me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? Maybe
I think
a little
so,
like
yeah.
tart. It's a tart
because
berry.
Because the raspberries, yeah, they're not quite as sweet.
Mm-mm.
Especially a real red one, you know, so I can taste that, I think, a little bit more.
It's super interesting.
Yeah, it's more complex than...
Yeah, it's different. And this is young. I think this is a young wine. Like, I think it's still a little sharp, a little hot. Like, not just hot because we're tasting the pepper, but a little hot like it's too much alcohol. Because I think it needs to mellow out a little bit. I think it needs more time because this is a 2019.
High, and it's 14.5% alcohol.
Yeah, I actually think this one could spend some time in the cellar. I'm not just saying that because I read that
we'll
it should
it
be
room,
in time to...
We'll,
yeah, give it a pillow and a little blankie and a binky. No, but I mean...
a cork.
No, I think it's good. I think it's actually pretty young.
Mm. So you're thinking maybe these wines should... I mean, all of them, like they said, are they recommended?
Here's what I'd say. The secreto, like you don't need to age it because it's not worth aging.
Right.
This one and the first one, I definitely
give it more time.
Totally. And I think they're like, yeah, they're age worthy. It's a really interesting, different kind of wine.
Yeah.
It is not Merlot tasting to me.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's very
either.
Different tasting than a Merlot. I think the secreto had more of a Merlot taste to it. That kind of flabbier kind of, you know, body, like mouth feel.
Mm-hmm.
But these are sharper, like better with food kind of wine. So let's talk
what
about...
What would you eat with this?
I mean, again, the strange thing is usually when we talk about spicy foods, a lot of times you talk about white wines with some acidity to them, like a Sauvignon Blanc or a Riesling or something, a dry Riesling or something that can really cut through. I feel like these would do fine with spicy foods.
I think so too. They're a little bit of tart. There's a little tartness on it that could stand up to that spice that would actually be a nice balance for it.
And the fact that these like grilled foods, but also like a jerk chicken, like a Jamaican jerk chicken,
that would be
I think would go okay because it's got some like fire in the wine too.
Yes.
I think it would actually go well with it.
Yeah.
I think something spicy, like a jalapeno burger
well,
would do really well with this, you know?
Yeah. And Chilean food,
I don't know Chilean food. I think they have a lot of seafood.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because I wonder, do you think this would go with seafood? It could go with, I guess, fried foods, like a fried fish.
Sure.
I think so.
Yeah. But that's what I was kind of wondering. But the food, you know, I don't know
but
very
I, you
well
You know what?
Either.
I feel like you could I feel like you could actually do some sushis with this.
Oh, really? With a wasabi?
Yes. Maybe that's what it's making me think of is wasabi, something kind of spicy at the end. Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's
a really nice wine.
I think it's good. It's different. It's really different than the wines. So I will say, like, usually the wines I like are like Pinot Noirs and Barbarescos and things like that. So those are usually a little bit like, they're fruitier. They're like fruitier. This one is not quite as like fruity. It's more like spicy.
It's definitely spicy. It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great change.
I think so too. It's kind of fun. So like what rating would you give this wine?
Well, gosh, I'm thinking to myself, if I gave the first one a 7, this one definitely should get a 7.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it, you know, and again, red wine is not my go-to if I'm going to enjoy wine, but I'm going to give it another 7. I'm going to give it a 7, keeping that in mind.
Okay. I kind of think I am tossed between this one and the other. I'm starting with a 7 on both, but I feel like I'm underrating these wines and I'm overrating the Secreto. Like I gave that one a 5 and it probably doesn't deserve a 5. And I kind of feel like these deserve at least a 7. I'm kind of feeling like the first one, I might go back. I'm going to re-rate the first one and give it an 8.
Okay.
I just kind of really liked it. I kind of want to taste it again.
Yeah.
But this one I like a lot. I don't know why I'm not giving it an 8. Maybe I'm going to give this one an 8 too. It's so different.
It's different.
I'm digging it.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder what it would be interesting.
I'm going to an 8.
Okay. For both of those.
Yep.
Okay, I feel like I'd be so interested to try this with somebody. Like, this would be a fun wine to have, like, if you're having a couple over and you just want to try something new, somebody who appreciates trying new wine, because it is so different and it's got so much spice on it. I wonder what it'd be interesting to see somebody else's reaction to it.
Yeah.
Because we're both enjoying it and think it's unusual, but it's like a secret surprise.
Yeah, I don't know. So which one of these are you finishing tonight?
Well, I think that I probably would go back to the first one.
Yeah, I think I am too. So we're going to have to battle over that one.
What?
But that's okay. We'll drink that one and then we'll drink this one. And then the Secreto probably
down
just won't make it. Well, it's down the drain
sink.
Like in a couple of days when we feel bad.
Yes.
Okay. And so overall, like Carmenere, I'm like happy about Carmenere.
Yeah, I think it was a great one to test out and try.
Yeah, Carignan. Carmenere, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about taste profiles expected from Carmenere. Okay. Wine Folly says that the usual tastes are like raspberry, green bell pepper, plum, green peppercorn, and vanilla. Hmm. And then also raspberry sauce, sour cherry, green peppercorn, and a granite-like minerality. You can have red berry aromas, tart flavors of raspberry, can have a taste similar to kale, can have herbaceous bitter notes, and it can have a bittersweet note like cocoa powder. You said cocoa powder.
Mm-hmm.
Wine Traveler and Grape Grind also say these things. Spicy earth notes, dark chocolate, tobacco, leather, plum, black pepper, chocolate, pomegranate, blackberry, blackcurrant, violets, coffee, and mint. I was getting some mint at one point.
Right.
Okay, this is what the Casas de Bosque, this is what Jane's Suckling said, and wine enthusiasts. So, nose of fern, moss, bramble bush, raspberries, and wild herbs. We're getting earthy.
Mm-hmm.
The other wine enthusiast opens up with rose petals, plum, and struck match.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting. Uh-huh. Blackberry plums, meaty flavors, and dark chocolate notes. Agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
The Vio Manent Secreto, intense violet in color, aromas of fresh red fruits and spices typical of varieties such as black pepper and sweet spices, red fruits and berries with a bit of blonde tobacco. I don't know what the
blonde
hell that is.
Blonde tobacco.
I know. They're trying to make something up. Okay, and the Los Vascos Croma, this last one, dark berries with sweet tobacco and flower stem undertones, a hint of chocolate and cedar at the end. This one says, another one said, the wood floats over blackberry and raspberry aromas, accompanied by roasted red pepper and fruit jam. And then another one says, vibrant acidity backs the concentrated dark fruit and Asian spice flavors with dark chocolate accents, followed by dried mint and forest floor notes on the finish. I don't know.
Okay.
They didn't get that spiciness.
Like not as much.
I was getting really spicy.
Well, and maybe it's just that we're not as accustomed to this type of wine, or we just don't drink this as often.
Yeah.
So, but no, we did okay.
We got some.
For sure.
You know, our taste is our taste. damn it.
For sure. Everybody's unique.
Everybody's different.
Right.
Okay. So I'm happy.
Yeah. I'm happy that we did this. Big success.
I'm so glad that we didn't have the further mystery of it being a crappy wine.
Right.
So it's really nice.
This is worth a listen.
And it's super fun. This is why we do this series. It's super fun to try something that you've never tried before and maybe like it.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Nice, honey. That was fun.
Thank you. Yeah, no, that was fun. So we want to thank you all out there in listening land for listening to us. And while you're thinking about it, you can subscribe and maybe give us a nice rating. How about that? 5 stars. Why not? Woo. And we'd love to hear from you. So you can reach out to us on our website, thewinepairpodcast.com. And you can email us at joe@thewinepairpodcast.com. And you can follow us on Instagram. And you can follow us on Counter Social, our Twitter alternative of choice, which seems to be a pretty positive environment. You can DM us, reach out to us. Tell us what wines you want us to try, what things you want us to talk about. I don't know what I'm just rambling.
At this point,
I'm
just rambling. Dinner this week.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. And Thanksgiving and all that stuff. Right. Anyway, so we want to thank you for listening to the Wine Pair Podcast. We'll see you next time. And as we like to say, life is short, so stop drinking shitty wine. Bye bye.
Bye. How much you love me and the happy ending.